Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilaim Daf Chavov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Aloch Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you have the gardens, each garden can have five seeds in the middle. But if you have a gvul, if you have a border of a tefach, the height of a tefach, surrounding the garden, so then you could have 13 seeds. As we explained in the Mishnah, you could have three seeds on each edge on the border. So that's 3 times 4 is 12. Plus you can have one in the middle of the garden. That brings it to 13. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchok, Rav Imi, Havun Yasvin Makshin. They're sitting down and asking the question. Tanina Yolo Goyvil Gvul Govoya Tefach. You have a border, Tefach Hai. So Yim B'toycho Shloisha Asar. You could plan 13 seeds. Shloisha Kol Goyvil V'Goyvil. Three on each border. Ve'echon be'emtzan, one in the middle. Why nitni, we're going to use a b'chaim's gear, so chamisho be'emtza. Why he's saying it's only 13, 12 on the borders and one in the middle of the garden? Why don't you say you have 12 on the borders and 5 in the garden? We just learned in the beginning of the Mishnah that you can have 5 seeds in a garden. So have 5 seeds plus 12 on the borders, together it should be 17. Answers the Gemara, tipot ha'shag vo'ilim mimati v'shisho. The borders are making the garden smaller than 6x6. When we said 6x6 with no borders, you have a border, it makes it less than 6x6. If it's less than 6x6, you cannot have the 5 seeds. The 5 seeds only by 6x6. Rav Chaim quotes the Tosis in Shabbos, the Pedalit, that says, how do we know that? Because it says in the Pasuk, Lechayov Kearugo Yisaboysim. You're comparing Arugo, a garden, to Lechayov, which refers to Luchos. And the Luchos were 6x6. Continues the Gemara and says, Im if you're talking about the borders cause the field to be less than 6x6, so why do they end in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda says you can put 6 seeds. And the Gemara understands that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the case you have a border. So if you have a border and you could put 12 on the border, you put in the middle 6 according to Rabbi Yehuda, but you have your less than 6x6. Nobody holds you could put many seeds, multiple seeds, in a garden which is less than 6x6. This is more of a kaiminu. We answer the question. We didn't know who answered the question. Was it the friends or was it Rav Imi? Al Roisha. Rabbi Yehuda is not talking about the end of the Mishnah. He's talking about the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah says you can put 5 seeds in a garden with no border. So Rabbi Yehuda, you could do 6 seeds in a garden. But if you have a border and the border takes away from the 6x6, Rabbi Yehuda agrees you can't put 6 seeds. Says the Gemara in Daf Chavov on the base. We talk about the beginning. We find a rice that Rabbi Chiyo brought. The Rabbi says you can have 18 seeds, 12 on the borders and 6 in the middle. Together that's 18. So clearly Rabbi Chiyo is talking about the case of borders and garden. And if so, you have to say that we're talking about that the garden is 6x6. So go back to the original question, why Tanakama said 13 and he did not say 17? And the Gemara did not answer this question. Now the Gemara asks, so when we speak about a garden of vegetables, we know that the garden needs to be 6x6, and that's the separation between vegetables is 6 tvachim, meaning the separation between two gardens is 6 tvachim. In that separation, you could plant 5 seeds. Between grain, we learned earlier, what's the separation between 2 fields of grain? A base roiva, which is a large field. The shaila is, if I have a separation of base roiva between 2 fields, can I plant there 5 different seeds of grain? The same way by a garden, I can plant 5 seeds of vegetable, can you plant there 5 seeds of grain? So says the Gemara, Maim shisho shisho, buy vegetables 6x6. Shalokim lo divide toyo, the veer, if you don't have the separation, you're over kilaim deraiso. Atolamuto, you say it's fine to plant 5 in a garden of 6x6. Kanchein lo kim lo divide toyo. The separation of Bistroiv is a chumin derabanan to do such a big separation between fields of grain. Like Kolshikan, so of course, within that separation, you could plant 5 seeds of grain. Now the Gemara goes on and asks another question. If I have a separation of 6 tvachim, that's the separation beginning, can I create a triangle in that separation and make the separation going small and small until the top, if you don't have that distance of 6 tvachim between the gardens. Says the Gemara, this is not a question. Ma'im b'sh'or sh'avoyda p'gas b'avoyda atol ma'mutor. So Reb Chaim explains, in a garden, we made a separation between the vegetables of a tefach and a half. When you have two seeds of vegetables, so then you have tefach and a half in between. What we said before is between two gardens. But in the garden itself, tefach and a half is enough. And then you could create a triangle shape and bring it together with Rosh Tayr. So if when the separation is tefach and a half, which is the minimal separation, and the roots touch each other, you say that you could bring them together. Here, they start with a large distance, six fachim, and the roots don't touch each other. Lekoshikin, so of course, you can go on and create that triangle and bring them together later. So, well, you're right. This question is not a question we asked, it's the repushot. Loitzucha deloit. We know for sure it's not a question. But the question that we do have is, Maula kriach betchiles beisroiva liot meitzer vohoilech. What about beisroiva? Can I create a separation with two fields of grain of Bisreva and then make that separation go at an angle and get closer after we made a separation in the beginning? So we go back to the same answer. By six, we have a sixth fucking distance. You say you could create an angle, and even though it gets closer, it's fine, as we learned earlier, because it's the pasha that's mutter. Because we based on the kal v'chomer between two seeds. Between two fields of grain, the Isser is not the right stone, the Rabbanon. Of course, as long as you start with the right distance, you can create that triangle shape and get closer and closer as you go forward. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Chavov.